With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling today, a relief to abortion rights advocates in the Philadelphia area and a disappointment to pro-life groups. Given Abuse Pat Loeb reports, both sides intend to continue pressing their case.
Sue Fritchie of the Women's Law Project says the Louisiana case was, as the decision pointed out, word for word the same as the Texas case struck down 4 years ago, so the decision wasn't exactly a surprise. But with a more conservative majority on the high court, it was not a certainty.
That's why we're so relieved and glad that the opinion came out the way it did.
Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania President Dale Steinberg says she was only mildly surprised the Chief Justice was the deciding vote.
He's been making some reasonable decisions, and this was one of them.
The Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation disagrees. They cite dissenting Justice Clarence Thomas's view that Louisiana's law was perfectly legitimate and call it a sad day for women who deserve the best possible medical care. Pennsylvania has not attempted to require admitting privileges for doctors performing abortions, but it has imposed other rules that Fritchie says make it difficult for new clinics to open, even as neighboring states impose restrictions that may push women to travel here for the procedure.
We have got a long way to go before we reach anything remotely close to reproductive justice.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.